month and the last couple of months, you know, it was just, I was thinking about all the promises that God gave to Abraham. He gave to his offsprings. And it says in the first part of Genesis 25, it says, and the Lord granted, and the Lord, in 25:21, it said, and Isaac prayed to the Lord and his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, was conceived. You know, he prayed and the Lord answered him, just like us today in this time that we live in. You know, all we have to do is pray and believe it. Have faith that he will do what we ask him to do. But on doing that, you know, we have to keep his commandments. We have to keep his laws, obey his voice, keep his statutes. In 26, Genesis 26, 3, it says, sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your offspring, and I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father. And in verse 5, it says, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge and my commandments, my statutes and my laws. And in 26:24, it says, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your offspring for my servant Abraham's sake. Malachi 1:6, it says, a son honor his father and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts to you. O priest, you despise my name, but you say, how have we despised your name? You know, and I was just thinking about that as we just went over, but I highlighted it right there. You know, in this time that we get into all this holiday, you know, Christmas and Easter, you know, how we went back to his word and seeing that we wasn't honoring him. No matter how we was taught, how they put that Christian veneer on it, you know, it wasn't the whole time that we thought we was honoring him. It was not honoring him at all. And I thank him. I thank him for the Torah, going back to the beginning, understanding from the end, from the beginning to the end. Understanding the end from the beginning, you know, that was just, that's powerful to go back to the very beginning where it all started. You know, the promises from the very beginning, you know, understanding the it makes it so easy to understand the end now when we start from the very beginning. And I thank him for it, that he's taken us back to this very beginning of his word. You know, he's awesome. And, you know, I mentioned this last Sunday, or maybe a couple Sundays ago, about his promises. You know, it's the same to us today. He doesn't change. If he what he promised them back then, it's the same thing for us. He promises so many things, you know, that we can have if we just stay faithful to him. You know, if we just go back to his word and just do what he's asked us to do, according to his word, not what the world thinks, or not the way they make it seem that we should do it, but the way he says. You know, it's just awesome to go back to the beginning. It's very, very awesome, very powerful. Sorry, it's so short tonight, but that's all I have. It's a spur of the moment, but it's good. I thank God for this opportunity. You know, just any little part of the word. It don't have to be a whole